Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms, particularly Psalms 119, that very long psalm. And we're going to be looking at verses 28 through 30 today in the Voice Translation. And it says this: "My soul weeps, and trouble weighs me down. Give me strength so I can stand according to your word. Eliminate faithlessness you find in my step. Be gracious and give me your guidance. I have decided to take the path of faith. I have focused my eyes on your regulations." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I pray for those whose soul is weeping today and trouble is weighing them down. I pray for strength. Lord, help us to reframe what we're walking through, to see it as character building, to be like the book of James in the first chapter where it talks about considering it pure joy when all kinds of trials and temptations come your way. The testing of your faith will produce endurance. And so, Lord, help us to embrace the trials that we have today. That's a counterintuitive prayer if there ever was one, because I'd rather push against the trials and temptations and the worries and the stresses and instead of welcoming them. In the Phillips translation, James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Do not resent those as intruders." So don't resent trials and temptations as intruders, but welcome them as friends. And so, Lord, for those who have weeping souls with trouble weighing them down, help them to welcome these difficulties today as friends, because they know in deep in their soul that you will be growing them through this. Give us this bird's eye perspective on our trials. Lord, as I look back on the own times of my life where I've grown the most, it's always been through the most trial-worthy times. And so, Lord, thank you that that's what you do. You do the best growth in the midst of these hard times. It's like a redemption of the pain. So I pray for this holy redemption of the pain of my friend that's walking through this, but I also pray you would be with them. I pray you would send other friends to their pathway, that you would help them to have their burdens bared by somebody else. And Lord, I pray for prayer warriors to surround my friend, to lift up their arms when they can no longer keep their arms lifted to the heavens. Lord, we do pray specifically that you would eliminate faithlessness that you find in us. And Lord, I know for me, I was thinking about the word belief this year a lot in 2018. And what does it mean to believe you, to trust you, to follow you, to have faith in you? And I'm realizing so much that I have been faithless oftentimes. I have lacked faith. I have not believed that you are good. I have not believed that you are taking care of me. I have not believed that you are the God of the universe who sees it all. So instead, enlarge our faith. Lord, you promise that if we have faith like a mustard seed, which is a little tiny seed, it'll grow up into something really big and amazing that the birds of the air can nest in its branches. So Lord, I pray for these people listening today who just feel like, I just barely have a mustard seed, Lord. But Lord, would you increase that into a tree that provides shelter for birds? We definitely need to know that just that little bit part of us that is trying desperately to have faith in the midst of difficult circumstances, you're not going to despise that, but that you're going to cause it to grow. Lord, help us to focus our eyes on you, to take that path of faith as the psalmist prayed today. I don't even know exactly what that will look like for the folks listening today, but I pray you would make it clear. What does it mean today to take the path of faith? Maybe it means serving somebody else. Maybe it means choosing to do something that inconveniences us for the sake of bringing a little more convenience to someone that's struggling. Maybe it means stopping in the middle of our day and praying for a stranger. I don't know, Lord, but just prompt us. Teach us what it means to take that path of faith, to believe you, to rest in you. And Lord, I pray that we would be beacons of light to a dark and perverse generation, that we could show who you are by the way we love others and love you. And Lord, I pray too for those who are struggling today, that they would just take time to sing a worship song to you, to take their focus off of themselves and to place it on your goodness and your power, your revelation and your majesty. So we love you, Jesus. We need you. We applaud you. We live our lives for you. We surrender to you. We ask for your forgiveness. We give you our hearts. And I pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you're going through a stressful period of time and you're having a hard time counting it all joy or welcoming those trials as friends, I pray that you would also just walk through that with the Lord. Tell him your stress. Tell him your worries. He is there listening, my dear, dear friend.